New Hampshire school bans urinals following debate about transgender bathroom use. By Michael Foster on February 14, 2023. A New Hampshire school has banned the use of urinals in its restrooms in response to a debate about gender identity. The Milford County Schools Board of Education has voted to limit the number of students who use restrooms and locker rooms to the number of private stalls, were reported. The move comes after a contentious debate about which facilities students who identify as transgender and non-binary may use, the New Hampshire Journal reported. We talk about our responsibility as school board members on a divided issue, which is to compromise. This is the compromise, the journal quoted board member Noah Boudreau as saying. This compromise follows conflict over a proposal that students only be allowed to use restrooms aligned with their gender at birth. One state legislature, Representative Maria Perez, D. Milford, even went so far as to say that the proposal doesn't adhere to human rights, per the journal. The journal quoted board chair Judy Zano as saying to vote for the proposal would be acting with malice to put a population in danger. The Associated Press noted the district's previous policy was that students can access the bathroom that corresponds to their gender identity consistently asserted at school. In January 2022, as Breitbart News noted, a 15-year-old biological male student in Loudoun County, Virginia, was convicted of sexually assaulting two female students, reigniting a debate about whether biological males should be allowed in women's restroom facilities. The WER noted that the urinals are currently draped with garbage bags to prevent their use. Any effort to implement personal stalls would prove costly. That's going to be quite expensive, and it's not likely something that we'll be able to, even if funded and the board chooses to allocate funds to the kind of a project that we'll be able to do until summertime, WER quoted Superintendent Christy Misso as saying. The journal noted there are other implementation issues as well, such as a potentially conflicting requirement that the school maintain ample bathroom facilities relative to the number of students and whether students who need to change for gym classes will be able to do so quickly enough given a fixed number of stalls.